Even though the Electoral Commission says Ghanaians can check their data in the voters' register via the text code 1413, it is still necessary for people to go there in person to check and be sure. This will enable them to make the necessary corrections with respect to pictures, ages and names. As this visiting process enters its fourth day today, some centres visited in the metropolis still recorded low turnout. Roslyn Ganyaglo reports.
Radio Ghana's visit to some centres revealed that only a few people had gone to check their names this morning, possibly taking advantage of checking their registration information via their mobile phones. Most exhibition officers described the process as a smooth one. At the Bethel Baptist Church in Dansuman, about 50 people had checked their registration information. Samuel Mensah is the exhibition officer.
Actually, I would say for today, we've not encountered any serious problem. The people are coming and coming when there's roughly 50 people.
At the St. Martin de Porres School, the situation was not different. However, the exhibition officer, Joyce Ashurin, said she encountered some spelling mistakes in regards to names and other biodata. In these cases, Madame Ashurin said a correction form was filled out and corrections made.
We can't compare it to the registration, because it's somehow we started on Saturday and we had about 35 signed in, so the number was low. I think only yesterday that we had the highest.
The scenario was not any different at the Liberty Avenue 1 JHS, NCR Center and the Assemblies of God Evangel Ministry, all in the Osu-Klote district. Some of the exhibition officers advised the public to take advantage of the opening of the provisional biometric voters register to avert any eventuality on voting day.
Roslyn Ganyaglo reporting.